Remember that time we had to pay attention?
Last Saturday in January, and also not the government.
And this was one, too, right?
They raised almost $40,000.
It was like.
Every single day, so it's there.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and call us back into order. We recessed for the purposes of an amendment to the amendment. Congressman Mason.
Request to withdraw my amendment.
Without objection, the amendment is withdrawn, okay. We have a motion to withdraw the amendment.
Point of order. What is the way forward if someone objects? I had a point of order, so.
The movement can actually withdraw the motion, which he just did. So I should not have stated without objection, so.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, my bad, I'm still learning. Okay, next is, the next amendment that we have is on resolution number ONCA 1902, which is an act to amend ONCA 1167 to Osage Nation Restricted Real Property Repurchasing Act to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Amendment 1, submitted by Congresswoman Pratt, is page 1, line 29. Strike 110% and insert 135%. Discussion regarding the amendment. Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. At the time of the committee meeting, it was discussed. This was a possible amendment at that time, but we weren't sure on a particular percentage they were asking for to raise to 110. So that change was made from the previous bill. So we're at 110. And because they thought that that would give them a little more room. But we asked Ms. Curry to go back and if she was sure that 110 was a good percentage. And so we asked her to go back and get that information for us, and I have received word from her to increase to 135% after reviewing information that she had from other acreage that we have missed out on because that was the range of the percentage of the outside party had offered. So she was more comfortable in putting it there to give us more room, give them. So that's why I am proposing that amendment.
Any additional discussion? Congressman Potts actually beat you to the punch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be voting against this amendment. That was one of the first questions I had in committee of why are we paying 110% of the appraised value. I bought a little bit of land in my life, but I've never done that. And the response to me was the land is undervalued at the appraisal value by the Office of Special Trustee in the first place. So to me, if the Office of Special Trustee is responsible for setting the appraised value, then they're undervaluing our land. And if that's land that belongs to an Osage to begin with, the cause or the solution to this problem is not to just raise what we're willing to pay for it. The solution to the problem is to file a lawsuit and say that the special trustee is undervaluing our people's land. And I believe that. I don't think that the solution lies, let's just raise what we're willing to pay for it and continue to pass that buck. So I'm voting against this amendment, and I still don't know how we'll be voting on the bill. But this is a red flag for me. I don't know why the nation would, at the onset, guarantee 135% of an appraised value. The reason for an appraisal is that's the value of the land. And if there's a problem with that appraisal value, I believe that needs to be pointed out. And it would be pretty easy to go back and say that the Office of Special Trustee is undervalued X pieces of land at undervalued for X percent, and that's how you win a lawsuit. So I'll be voting against this amendment. Thank
Congresswoman
you.
Whitehorn.
And I agree with what you said, but I don't. The wheels of government move slow. I don't know how fast that could be changed, or if it could be changed. the problem that our people face is that if they keep their property into restrictions, which has some benefit, they have to go by federal guidelines and federal rulings of how that purpose is, how that parcel is appraised and valued, and that's through the Office of Special Trustee. Just from sitting here on Congress and also being a landowner, I know that there are people that reside in Osage County or have owned property in Osage County that are willing to pay, that don't have to go through the federal nexus to get to a value on their lands. And those people would pay over an appraised price for land. People in areas where land is desired or property is desired, they'll pay more than the asking price to get that land. To me, this still sets some parameters on what our government can do, and it's not going to let important parcels of restricted property that might be sitting in the middle of our ranch get away from us according to our law. And I'm very opposed to doing that because I know it does happen. So I hear what you say, Congressman Potts, about let's make change at the federal level, but we got to take matters into our own hands and do what we can do as Osage people and Osage lawmakers. So I'm going to support this amendment.
Anyone else? Congresswoman Pratt.
I just want to ditto what Congresswoman Whitehorn just said, so I hope that the rest of you will support this amendment.
Okay. See no one else. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mayhem.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The amendment passes. Next is Bill number ONCA 1903, an act to authorize and appropriate $75,000 to provide an intergovernmental grant to the city of Winona for facility improvements, water treatment equipment, installation and maintenance, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards, co-sponsored by Congressman Maker. We have an amendment presented by Congresswoman Goodfox. Page 1, lines 16, 36, and 42, strike $75,000. And insert $50,000. For any discussion regarding the amendment, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I supported the reduction for the last donation to a city. I support providing money when we have it available to help with improvements within our cities and towns throughout Osage County. This seemed like a reasonable deduction. We heard from the mayor and others that there are some possible other opportunities for them to get donations. I spoke with them at lunch, they seemed fairly confident that they might seek some other donations from other individuals as well as they went after a grant or are going after a grant. Along with everyone else earlier, maybe they'll come back in the fall and ask for more money, and then, in that time, we might have two more towns come to us and ask for money. Maybe Hominy will come ask for a grocery store, and maybe Barnesville will. I don't know. We have, our little towns they're in situations where they need some assistance, and we have a lot of things to consider, so I hope that this amendment will pass. I think that $50,000 is a good amount of money to help them right now. I believe they gave the date of December 11th that they might know whether or not they get their grant. So stay tuned.
I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to join in? Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker, I'll be voting against this amendment. I'm glad that some members of the Congress have decided to start looking for savings. I've got two pieces of legislation that I'll have introduced in the Hunka session that we can start looking to save this money again. But when your neighbor comes to you and says, hey, I need clean water, I don't think that's the time to make this point. We passed resolution ONCR 1636 in support of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in defense of their sovereign rights when it came to water. I've heard many of us say water is life, and then we have a community within our jurisdiction that says we don't have clean water. Can you help us out with $75,000? I'm not suggesting that anybody is saying that we don't want to help, but $75,000 is available in our general treasury. It's available in projected revenue. I'm in support of this. So I'll be voting against the amendment.
Okay, Congresswoman Goodfox.
We did not hear that they didn't have clean drinking water. As a matter of fact, that question was asked and they told us point blank their drinking water is fine and healthy. They did tell us that. That's not what they said.
Congressman Potts.
Pass and answer.
Pardon me?
I'll wait my time.
Okay. Anyone else? Congresswoman Pratt.
I just want to say I still stand by water is life, but I agree that's not what they said. And there's an issue, there's some more work to be done. There was a lot of conversation had. They're in the beginning stages of getting their plan together. So I do support this amendment. Because they spoke of other entities that they have not quite reached out to. And I think there's more that we could do, conversations to be had in an overall, their overall system, how all this is working together here within all of our communities, because it is, we're seeing it one by one by one, through Hominy, through Barnstall, and so there needs to be, you know, they talked about patchwork, how we like, you know, we keep patching, and then we want a new system now and need it. And that's, I agree with that, but that, I think that's happening throughout our community. So there needs to be some good conversations of an overall assessment and plan moving forward. But I think that this assists them in the beginning stages of reaching out for more assistance, but it gives them a piece to maybe leverage within their grant asking and things like that. So I support this amendment.
Okay, Congressman Maker.
As the co-sponsor of this legislation, I oppose the amendment. I know that there's been talk with the people of Winona, but they don't know for sure if they're going to get more help. And when this amount was first asked for, like a year ago, it was for repairs. It was before they had knowledge of the possible grants. So they don't know if they're going to get the grant. They don't know if Magellan or anybody else is going to help them at all. So I think this was a very modest request to begin with. So I oppose this amendment. I think it needs to stay at the original amount as the co-sponsor.
Okay, Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I want to say they made mention of it. An amount, was it 30, 40, something like that, would be helpful in moving forward with some of these grants. But I mean, overall, we ask what they're looking towards right now is a new, not doing. I understand that the $75,000 was for more patchwork, but what they're asking for is a new system now, and that's their goal, that's their plan, and that's over 300 something thousand dollars. So 50 instead of 75 is still far away from 300 and something thousand. So, but if we were appropriated 75,000, that's almost a quarter of what they need, and they haven't even asked anyone yet, much like other donations, which, I mean, the motivation isn't quite there if we are just saying, yes, we're going to help everyone with everything, and we can't do it. There's other needs coming. And as far as this Congress putting money back, I mean, okay, never mind. That's another conversation. But, I mean, we can't. There's a lot of other needs coming, and we already have a meeting coming up in Hominy, and just if we're running out, and I think the motivation is not there to ask anyone if we've already, one congressperson just stated that maybe they're looking to do some fundraising now or even asking anyone else. But if we're telling everyone we've got it and no problem, then there isn't the motivation, but we're going to run. And then others like, well, we have the money. It's there. Sure we do, but it's going to go quick. If all this passed as is, we've eaten up into over a quarter of our own, and we have the whole year left. So I just think it's workable for them at this time.
Anyone else wish to speak for or against the amendment? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and move ONCA 1904, ONCA 1905, ONCR 1901 to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
ONCA 1901, ONCA 1902, ONCA 1903, general order to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
Okay, it's a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion carries. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to recess for the purposes of engrossment.
Second.
Motion to recess for the purposes of engrossment, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're in recess.
I'm waiting for Facebook to blow up.
I was going to wait overnight.